makers of X-Lax present Strange as It Seems. Strange stories from the far-flung reaches of the world, from history and romance that will never die, from the front page news of today, presented by X-Lax, the original chocolated laxative. Now, suppose you and your doctor went shopping together to buy a laxative. What sort of a laxative do you think he would help you buy? One that was mild and gentle, certainly. And, of course, one that was thorough and effective for all its mildness. A laxative such as X-Lax. In addition to being mild and effective, it is correctly timed. It won't disturb your system or throw it out of gear as harsh medicines so often do. Your doctor or any authority will tell you that drastic methods are bad for you. Everyone likes X-Lax. It tastes just like delicious chocolate. And it's good for everyone, too, from the grandchildren to the grandparents. So stop at your druggist's and get your box today. X-Lax costs only 10 cents.
The King Who Could Not Die. In 64 B.C. lived a king so cruel that he killed his mother, his brother, and ordered a general massacre of his subjects to celebrate his wedding day. His name was Mithridates the Great, king of Pontus, an arch enemy of Rome. The only excuse for his abominable cruelty was that he lived in a bloodthirsty age. He had seen his own father killed at a banquet. He had fled as a little boy into the mountains to escape his mother's murderous designs. What a heritage for a man who had the destiny of thousands at his fingertips. Yet strangely, this same monarch was a lover of the arts, a master of 22 languages, and has been described as a hero by Plutarch. At last, the great Mithridates is defeated by Pompey. His troops revolt. He is left to the mercy of his enemies, who are slowly surrounding his camp.
It is the end, my daughters. The end of all my glory, my power, my majesty.
I am your daughter. I will never forsake you, father.
Nor I, father.
You both must go. There is a chance that you can escape through the enemy lines and seek succor in the tribesmen in the hills. They are my friends.
Never. I am the daughter of a king. I will die as a princess should.
And you, Mithridates, you stand by Nyssa?
Yes, father.
Very well, my daughters. Prepare then to hear your fate.
We are ready, father.
Here before us is a small bottle. Within is poison enough for us all.
I am ready, father.
I once learned that you could so saturate yourself with poison that no enemy could harm you. And so I have taken poison. For years, I have prepared myself for the moment when some enemy would seek to destroy me.
But, father, now when you wish to die, perhaps you can.
No. This poison is 10 times stronger. Where I have taken 3 drops before, I have prepared 12 drops now. I have no fear.
Then, father, let us do it quickly, before I lose my courage. I am younger than Nyssa. It is hard to think of death when you are young.
I pour a little into each glass. It is ready, my daughters.
Will it be quick?
Yes, little one. Quick and sure.
Kiss me, father.
Goodbye, Nyssa.
Father, Nyssa, hold me close. Now, quickly, please.
Drink, then, with me.
Nyssa, let me have your hand. I'm frightened.
Here is my hand, little girl. Yes.
Oh. Nyssa. Nyssa, you've left me. You are...
They are going. Why don't I go, too? Perhaps I did not take enough. Quick, the rest. I must drink the rest. Still, I live on. I have condemned myself to life. I cannot die. I cannot die.
Your Majesty, flee for your life. The Romans are coming.
Tartaris, you still here?
Yes, Your Majesty, I could not leave you.
I command one last favor, Clotaris.
Yes, sire.
Draw your sword. Plunge it through my heart.
Oh, Your Majesty, I cannot do that. I beg of you.
I am still your king, Clotaris. Do as I ask you.
Very well, sire.
And now, strike well, Clotaris. Straight and clean, as befits the king of Pontus.
When the soldiers entered the royal tent, they found four dead bodies, the two princesses, Mithridates the king, and the soldier Clotaris, who preferred death to capture. Strange as it seems, Mithridates, king of Pontus, had so saturated himself with poisons that when he sought to kill himself by a powerful death-dealing drug, he found he had made himself immune. The Meeting of the Geniuses. The world's greatest musical geniuses lived in the same city 25 years and met but once. These two men should have been friends. They both needed friends badly. They admired each other's works, yet seemed tongue-tied when brought face to face. Ludwig von Beethoven is playing one of his compositions on an old, out-of-tune piano in his modest home in Vienna. He does not realize that a friend has brought a stranger to meet him, and even now is standing on the porch, knocking on the door.
Ah, poor Beethoven. He cannot hear the knocking.
Is he so very deaf then, Tietzel?
Yeah, Schubert, very deaf. Ah, just listen to that piano. So out of tune. The keys are so old, sometimes you do not hear the notes at all. But Beethoven thinks everything is all right.
As a composer, my heart goes out to him, Tietze. How I pity him, unable to hear his own lovely melodies.
Ach, don't let him know you pity him.
Nein.
It would be better even not to let him realize you know he is deaf.
Yeah.
He is very sensitive about it.
I'll do my best. Oh, Tietze, I'm afraid to meet him. Such a great genius. I want to fall at his feet.
Ah, Schubert. Well, we had better just go in. The door is not locked. We'll just have to go right up to him. Beethoven. Beethoven. Poor soul. I'll touch his shoulder.
Who is it? Who is it?
Oh, it is you, Tietze. And a stranger, eh?
Beethoven, I want to present Franz Schubert. All these years you live in Vienna and yet you have never met.
Schubert? Franz Schubert?
Ja, Herr Beethoven.
Lauder.
I have always wanted to meet you, Ludwig van Beethoven. I worship at the shrine of your genius.
I thank you, Franz Schubert. Will you sit down?
Dankeschön.
One chair is falling apart, but if you sit carefully, it will not go down. Is it cold to you?
Nein.
I wear a muffler because I mind the cold a great deal. I am sorry there is no fire. I have left it die out.
I am quite warm, Beethoven.
You say you live in Vienna for many years?
Yeah.
Often I have wanted to meet the man who composed the Fifth Symphony.
Oh, it's nothing, nothing. But your composition, Earl King. Now there is greatness.
Oh, now, Beethoven.
Would you play something, Franz Schubert? Something for an old man who admires your music.
Why, if you really want it.
Yeah, natürlich I do. I want to hear something. I mean, I...
Franz, play him your Ave Maria.
Yeah. Herr Beethoven, I will play you my Ave Maria.
That will be wonderful. And I will stand behind you so I can watch your fingers. No, I mean so that
Beethoven likes to watch the technique of different composers, Schubert. Franz, he cannot hear well enough to appreciate the melody unless he can watch the keys.
Stand behind me then, Herr Beethoven. It does not bother me.
That I cannot hear it.
Schubert, we had better take our leave.
My God.
You have brought tears to Beethoven's eyes. It will only pain him if we stay.
Very well, Tietz. And now I must go, Herr Beethoven.
Thank you for letting me see your great melody, Franz Schubert.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. God bless you, my boy. God bless you.
Only once again, just 3 days before he died, Beethoven saw Schubert, but was unable to get close enough to talk to him. Strange as it seems, these two great composers met but once, although they lived in the same city 25 years. When Schubert died, he was buried next to Beethoven in the Vienna cemetery. Thus, in death, the two great geniuses were brought together for eternity.
A wise and tolerant wife was asked recently how many children she had. "I have three," she said, "the twins and my husband." "Seriously, mother, don't you find that the big, capable man in your life needs a lot of looking after? Isn't he apt to be careless in matters that concern his health? For instance, when he needs a laxative, does he insist on swallowing some strong, unpleasant medicine? Does he feel that just because he's big and husky, he needs some severe remedy? If he does, changing to X-Lax will be a revelation to him. Put it in your medicine chest so it will be handy the very next time your husband needs a laxative. It's so mild and gentle, so correctly timed, yet it's thoroughly effective, and not like medicine at all. X-Lax tastes just like delicious chocolate. It's the ideal family laxative, as good for your young ones as it is for the grown-ups. X-Lax costs so little, just 10 cents a box, or 25 cents for the convenient family size. Can you guess which battle in the Revolutionary War took place entirely without bloodshed? Have you ever heard of the turtle that went wandering for years and years and then finally... But listen in to the next broadcast. Also the fascinating story of America's strange benefactor, the man who founded one of the greatest institutions in the world. You have just heard Strange as It Seems by John Hicks, directed by Cyril Armbrister. There is no vacuum in a vacuum cleaner.